And the gentleman that could help us with maybe the history of the American Legion is joining us this morning, Gil Cole. And this portion of our Spotlight on Wellington is brought to you by American Legion Post 8, Spirit of 76. It's 518 South Main Street in Wellington. Gil Cole, good morning.
Good morning.
I asked him what he is, and he said he's the post adjutant. Right? Is that?
That's a tough word to say.
Yeah, I never want to say or spell that word again. I could say past commander, right? You were
correct.
You were that as well. Let's talk, I guess, a little bit about the American Legion. What's its role, really, for military people?
Well, I just want to say that the American Legion it was chartered by Congress in 1919. Veterans from World War II over in Paris, France, started the American Legion. Then when it came back to the United States, each state picked up on it and started their own department, American Legion. In 1919, there was 12 representatives from the state of Ohio. Wellington had a Colonel McDermott was representative, and of course Elyria was involved, and Toledo and Cleveland and Columbus, Zanesville, Dayton. I can't name all 12 of them, right? Finley was another one. Anyhow, they started the American Legion, and they made their constitution and bylaws, and then they all drew numbers to give those 12 representatives a post number back in 1919. I don't know this to be true or not, but I used to say that until I think I was corrected, but they all drew numbers to give them a post, and then they all decided after they made their constitution and bylaws that Columbus, being the capital of the state of Ohio, should be post number one. Well, I was told that the representative from Wellington had one and representative from Columbus had eight, so they swapped numbers to give Columbus number one. And through the years then, I guess all the other 11 posts can make that same statement because we don't know it to be true now.
I see. But the fact that if you do have a low number in your post, you know you're one of the founding charter posts.
Then down through the years, 1920, 21, clear up to 1960. Anyhow, after every post got... they was given post numbers. I think they're up to 600 and some numbers now post, but there's 640 posts in the state of Ohio. But in my district, in the 5th district, out of 14 districts in the state of Ohio, there's 57 American Legion posts. But Lorain County alone has 8 American Legion posts. Like I say, in Wellington, Elyria, Lorain, Avon Lake, 2 charters in Oberlin, Grafton.
So the American Legion, what are some of the responsibilities, things that are that the American Legion does?
Well, like I said, they made their constitution and bylaws, and they made the 4 pillars of the American Legion. And it was veterans rehabilitation, Americanism, child welfare, and national security. And they based them 4 pillars on doing things for community services and so forth. Just like our post here in Wellington, we have Buckeye State delegations and Girl States delegation. We support Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. We have oratorical contests that we put in the local schools, government programs and so forth. And we just do things for the community in behalf of the veterans that live locally and the surrounding areas, not just in Wellington.
Well, I know we're in the month of May, the Memorial Day will be coming up
right around the corner. And
communities have parades honoring those that passed during wartime.
This will be my 33rd year of being a Memorial Day Day Parade chairman. 34 years ago, when I was Jim Farron's assistant, things that I didn't know after I took over, after bless his soul, after he deceased, that somebody asked me if I got the parade permit. I said, parade permit for the parade? I said, we've been doing this parade for years. But anyhow, I had to have a parade permit. So the day before, our mayor out here at the local grocery store where she was a manager, I was rushing out there. I says, I need a parade permit for Memorial Day parade tomorrow. She says, Gil, she says, go ahead and have your parade. We'll take care of the permit. But when I was asked for a permit, I says, is the police department going to stop this parade if we don't have a permit?
Who's going to stop it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
That's what was my feelings at the time, right, but I was all rushing around.
As anybody in the military, you have to follow the rules and regulations, right? You have to go with what's been already written and put down.
And every year in our local cemetery, well, last year we put out 647 flags on veterans' graves at our cemetery. And years ago, Mr. Raymond Church, bless his soul, we used to take a little red wagon with all these flags in there and up and down each row of the headstones and all that. It'd take us 3 or 4 hours. This started about 4 years ago. the history class, Civil War class from the schools, they come out and help us, and some of the members of the Legion. We're done in a half an hour. Bless those kids. They walk through that cemetery, and they put out 600 and some flags on veterans' graves. And I give them a pizza party afterwards. And we'd leave our flags up for a week, before Memorial Day to the Friday after, because we found out over the years if we leave them longer than that, people start swiping and everything. So there's a crowd to put them out there, but there's not a crowd there to take them down. So this year here, and I'm just going to joke with them, you know, the pizza party is when we take them down, not when we put them up.
I see.
Nobody shows
or,
up.
Or half and half, right? It's pay at the when the job's complete.
Nobody shows up to take them down, bless their souls, you know. But and also over here at our other cemetery, there's 11 flags that I put out from Civil War veterans that are buried over there.
Gil, how many members do you have, and how does one become a member?
Well, you have to be a veteran, and you had to have an honorable discharge, and you had to serve during war conflicts that are set by Congress, not by the American Legion. Even though you wasn't outside the continental United States during those periods, World War II or Korea, Vietnam, as long as you was in the military and had an honorable discharge and in the continental United States. But like I wanted to say, the American Legion started in 1919, and you can name your post after your village, like Post 12 in Elyria is Post 12. In Wellington, you can name your post after deceased veterans, which it started out Morgan Durham, which was from Huntington. And then in 1946, the Post 8, they changed the name to Spirit of 76 Post 8. 32 years ago, after the elders of Post 8 got down to the last five or six members, I and three or four other veterans from the village of Wellington wanted to join the American Legion, and they wouldn't let us. Unknown to us at that time, because they wasn't taking any members in, because they was going to surrender their charter up, because they was all getting older, up in age, and couldn't hold the fort down anymore. So they was going to surrender their charter to the Department of Ohio, and they had over $100,000 in assets. That's why they wouldn't let nobody join. So they gave $30,000 to the library here in Wellington, $30,000 to, at that time we had a hospital here. Anyhow, down to zero, gave their artifacts to the museum here, and surrendered their charter to the Department of Ohio. We petitioned the Department of Ohio, the American Legion, to reactivate that charter. We didn't want to start a new post to get a new number because it went from 1919. They gave us 30 days to come up with 25 new members. Well, we came up with 26, and we reactivated that charter back. We started out in an old shoe store downtown here. It used to be Brenner's Shoe Store. The member of our Legion owned that building and everything, and we rented that off of him for 8 years. Some of us members, we'd go to the grocery store and purchase cases of beer. Then we had to turn right around and buy our own beer back. But we started that out for 8 years. And after 8 years, a member of the Legion had passed away. And where our post is located now, here south of town of the village, he owned some property back in behind some other acreage. And he willed that property to us. Well, we'd had to go down the side street to get a variance through somebody's property to get a right-of-way to get back to that property, and then we did find out that it was wetlands to begin with. And his cousin owned the property up on South Main Street, State Route 58, here at the edge of the village, owned some property to there. So we swapped that property back there that we couldn't use, plus quite a few thousands of dollars to get to the property that we were at, which is a better location because it was on the main drag, prime location. So we went to the bank and wanted to borrow $100,000, to build our building out there. And the bank here in the village just says, yes, the American Legion, you're not going nowhere. How many of your veterans are World War II veterans? How many are Korean veterans? How many are Vietnam veterans? We didn't think that, you know, that wasn't really their business. So we went to another bank. Sure, the American Legion, put your money in our bank. Sky's the limit. You guys ain't going nowhere. Now all of your officers out there at the Legion, their personal assets and all that collateral, we didn't think that was going to cut any slacking either. So Mr. John Lowther was an attorney here in the village. He's also a village solicitor, and he was a Marine veteran. He wrote us up bonds in $500 increments. Now, if the bank would have lent us that $100,000, we'd have paid anywhere from 11% or 13% interest on that $100,000. If you had $500 in your savings account in your bank, you was lucky if you was getting 2 or 3% interest on your $500. So we asked, if you bought this $500 bond, we'll pay you 6% interest every 6 months. That's more than doubled what you was getting from your bank, and that was half of what the bank would have charged us to borrow that $100,000. We raised $120,000 doing that on our own, and every 6 months for 5 years, never missed a beat, paid everybody off, and that's what our members paid for our building.
Wow.
A couple years later, we bought another acre behind us, and we have a pavilion back there. And that kitchen is handicap accessible and everything. It's got everything. It's probably better than some people's kitchens around here. But we never even asked the bank. We did the $500 savings bond. We raised $180,000.
Gil, can you negotiate my next car loan?
Well, the ones
that
really...
How about that? That's quite a story.
Well, we're proud of what we have here at the American Legion. And we're in the community, the village of Wellington, and we serve our community and our veterans.
We're talking this morning with Gil Cole from the American Legion Post 8 Spirit of 76 here in Wellington. Can you talk to me a little bit about the bracelet you have on? I'm looking at some of the things you have. You've got three different bracelets on there.
And one's a POWMIA, and another one's just a jewelry bracelet. But this other, it has all the branches of their wooden squares on elastic, and it has all the branches of the military service, the Navy. There's a POWMIA, the Liberty Bell, United States Army, Statue of Liberty, the American flag, U.S. Coast Guard, Flying Eagle, Air Force, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the Marine Corps, a Washington Monument.
So those are little wooden blocks that have like enameled logos on them of the different things.
Right. One of our members come across these somewhere, and we purchased 100 of them, and we sell them for a fundraiser for our 5th District in the American Legion. But it has all the branches of the...
That's something you wear on a daily basis?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Just kind of remind you of your time? And
my time, and I represent veterans.
What was your time? What did you serve, and where
I'm a Vietnam veteran, thanks to our government, but I was over in Vietnam 1968-1969.
And we thank you for your service.
Well, I thank you for thanking me. There's a lot of stories to be told about Vietnam, but my personal feeling is, in the beginning, I thought we had a reason to be in Vietnam, but the way it got strung out over the years, it got to be politics, and money. I could say some things. One thing I like to say for the American public that they don't know, I was an MP in the Army over there, and we had a motorcade. Some senators come over to Vietnam to have a conference with the President Thieu of South Vietnam. I think they might have met with him maybe 20 minutes, and we had to have a motorcade and all of them to take them down to the black market over in Saigon, South Vietnam, so they could buy silk and jade and all that to send back home. That's what our senators was over there on a fact-finding mission for.
Speaking of trinkets, I guess. Uh-huh.
I don't know if I can say that publicly, but that was my feelings.
Wow. Well, now with the memorial parades that you put together, we talked the last time with Tim Simonson about Spirit of 76. You're kind of obligated to put sort of a Yankee Doodle thing in there,
yes,
right?
Yes. Tim and his two cohorts, they lead our Memorial Day parade. Like he said, it started in 1910. They've probably been involved in it for the last 30 years, probably. And last year, every year I have to come up with honorary members for Memorial Day Parade. And last year I honored this Fife and Drum Corps, Spirit of 76, of those three there, and gave them a little plaque that we made up for them and everything. And like I say, I think Cemetery Road, if you're from the village of Wellington, you know where Cemetery Road is from the town square. Every year, I think they keep moving it farther south. I don't know
why.
It takes a little longer to get there. Every year, I don't really want to promote this per se. I'm not going to go out on a limb and recommend it. But I bet you in the next 5 years, there won't be a Memorial Day parade in Wellington. Like I say, all of our veterans and all that lead the parade and everything, every year they're a year older and all that. There'll be a ceremony for Memorial Day, don't get me wrong, but it'll either be right here at the War Memorial Monument down here in front of the village town hall, or else we'll all meet at the cemetery.
Well, you're putting a call out, I guess, in a sense, for younger volunteers or younger people.
Well, we need volunteers. Our veterans, they don't have to live in the village of Wellington. I don't care where they come from. If they want to participate in our Memorial Day, if God bless them, if they can still fit in their uniform.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and sharing some of the information about the American Legion post-date Spirit of 76 in Wellington, Gil Cole, post-adjutant, joining us this morning. And past commander, thank you for sharing the stories and information about the American League.